Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives, hosted by Reverend Otley Holmes, Senior Pastor of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Mesa, Arizona, where our vision is touching hearts and changing lives by the power of His Word, Luke 4, 18 and 19. Our mission is to go ye therefore and teach all nations, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Now, please join us in a study of the Word of God.
Welcome once again to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives. This is Pastor Holmes, your host and radio Bible teacher for this time that God has allotted us to be together. Amen. We praise God for this time of studying of His Word that we might be conformed to the image of His Son. We thank God for the ability to have His Word to go to the uttermost parts of the earth. But as always, let us approach the throne of grace. Father God, we come again thanking you from the bottom of our hearts for this ability, Father, to be able to come together in this mass group from the radio waves, Father, to be able to study together your word. We pray now, Father, that we will be transformed and our lives changed to conform us into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. Master, have your way with our hearts and our minds. Illuminate us that we might understand deeper your word and that we might most of all be obedient to your word. We ask this all in Jesus' name for his name's sake. Amen. Well, we're in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, and we were talking about Philip joining himself to the eunuch last week. So we're going to pick this up about verse 35, because as I was closing, I was saying that Philip was telling the eunuch, because the eunuch had a question when he was reading out of the book of Isaiah. He says, was the man talking about himself or someone else? Now, verse 35, Philip begins to give the answer to that question. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they were on their way, they came unto to a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Now, Philip is being guided by the Holy Spirit when someone is seeking God. Philip did four things. Philip obeyed the Spirit of God. Philip initiated a conversation with the man. Philip joined himself to the man. And then Philip noted where the man was in his seeking of God. And that's so important when we witness to somebody. We ought to have those four things in our hearts and our minds. First, like I said last week, and my testimony was when I was a brand new Christian, I would just witness to you. I just would witness until the cows came home. And like I always like to say, I'd witness to a stump if I thought I could get it into heaven. And it wound up being a big turnoff, and I was perplexed by that situation, didn't understand what was going on. I thought I was being obedient to God, zealous for God, and therefore everything should have happened and fallen into place. But I had to learn a lesson the hard way that when God tells you to go, then it's time to go. So I was taught something by a former deacon of mine, and Tom Muir was his name. He said, just pray this prayer in the morning. Lord, I'm reporting in for duty. And whatever you would have me to do, whomever you would have me come into contact with, prepare my heart to be receptive to your prodding. And when the time comes, let me open my mouth wide and speak the truth of your word. And that simple prayer changed the whole way I witnessed. Now, God is always drawing somebody to him, and sometimes we're not aware of whom he is drawing. So therefore, when we report in for duty and allow the Spirit to guide us, then and only then will our witnessing be successful. Because many times, all we're going to do is plant the seed. Someone else may come along and water afterwards, but we know that it is God that gives the increase. Amen? So, first of all, Philip obeyed the Spirit of God. So when the Spirit of God is prodding you to speak to someone, then we have to be obedient. And then Philip initiated a conversation. Philip listened to what was going on, and then he just entered into a normal conversation with the man. And then he joined himself to the man. He spent some time with the man. And then Philip noted where the man was seeking God. What was going on in his life at the time that he was wondering about the things of God? Amen? And what Philip said and proclaimed, Philip preached Jesus. He took the prophecy of Isaiah and answered every question of the man. Philip showed how Jesus fulfilled that particular prophecy. Then the man desired baptism. The man believed Jesus Christ was the Son of God. The man believed and he immediately followed through with baptism. And I believe that sometimes when those things do happen, and I know we have certain Sundays that we dedicate to baptismal Sundays, and I know other churches may operate a little different, but as soon as a person receives Jesus Christ, we ought to begin to not only teach them the new members class, but how they became and why they are a Christian, but we also need to teach them the ordinance of baptism and get them baptized as soon as possible. Amen? Amen. Verse 37, and Philip said, if thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both in the water, and Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, preached in the cities till he came to Caesarea. Now, that word there in verse 39, the Lord caught away Philip, is the same word that's used as we talk about the rapture of the church. It's a very strong word. It means to be taken away quickly, immediately, or miraculously. I don't know how God did it, but Philip suddenly, after the man was baptized, was there no more in the man's presence. Amen. Well, now we're getting ready to go into chapter 9 of the book of Acts, and we're going to see about Saul. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Now, when he says any of this way, that means the way, that's what Christianity at that point in time was called. It was called the way. And they hadn't been, remember, they were first called Christians at Antioch. Prior to that, they were followers of the way. Now, Saul is this fire-breathing Saul of Tarsus. He's the arch-persecutor of the Lord and his followers. He soon was to become Paul, as we read further. He was to be the apostle to the Gentiles. What we find that Paul here, in his former life as Saul, persecuted the church. He saw the disciples of Christ as being a blasphemous group of people that were breathing poisonous teachings into the Jewish community. And as a rabbi, it was his sole purpose in life to destroy this group of people before this poison spread amongst the Jewish nation any further than it already had. It says Saul was consumed with a fierce anger and a wrath against Christ and the disciples. He breathed out threatenings and slaughter. The words breathing out in the Greek are really breathing in or inhaling. The picture of Saul breathing in, taking into his heart the evil of destroying Christ and the disciples. He was determined to bring this group of people to an end. Let's go a little further. And as he journeyed, came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Now we find that Saul's on his way, on his journey. He's about searching out some other Christians to bring them to justice. And now a miracle begins to happen. There is a light that shines bright around him. He hears a voice from heaven calling his name. And anytime the Bible repeats a statement twice, it's like, listen up, now hear this. So he says, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, that's Paul's, that Saul is saying, Who art thou, Lord? Now, he uses the word Lord as a term of respect and not knowing that it was Jesus the Christ. Because it says, And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. In other words, God has something in store for you, and God has a kingdom that he is building. And remember, Jesus said back in the Gospel of Matthew, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It is a determined factor by the grace of God that his church would come into existence and flourish. And here it is, Paul is trying to now destroy the very thing that God ordained to be in existence, and it is kicking against the pricks. It's wasting your time. The Bible has been tried to be destroyed over the years. Many times it's been burned, it's been looked at and banned and all kinds of things. But yet we see today the Bible is still around. It is the most read book, the most published book in the entire earth. The Bible is the word of God. So therefore, it will not be eradicated. Amen. I thank God for that. So the light appeared suddenly out of nowhere and unexpectedly. The light was from heaven. It was a supernatural and miraculous item that came from God himself. God is the source and the giver of the light. The light was great, that it was brighter than the noonday sun. Imagine a light so bright, it actually outshines the sun. When it burst forth, Saul saw the Lord standing in the midst of it. And that's a reference to 1 Corinthians 9:1. The light radiated from the Lord himself. Whew. I just can't imagine seeing that kind of vision and not being a changed person. But let's see what happened to Brother Saul. Verse 6, and he trembling, astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thus thou must do. So here it is now. Saul is having this life-changing event come into his life. And you know, my brothers and sisters, when I look back and think about many testimonies I've heard over the years and what I know of my own testimony, many times it does take a life-changing event before we are truly open to the things of God. And it's a shame that it has to happen that way, but sometimes that's the way God has to operate in our lives. Saul was believing in his heart that he was doing the right thing by trying to eradicate this group of Christians, but God had a plan to use Saul and make him and change him to the point where he would no longer be called Saul, but later on be called Paul. Well, my brothers and sisters, by the clock on the wall, I need to wind this program up for this week. Please tune in again next week, and as I keep saying, please visit us on the web at www.smbcmesa.org. Drop me a line, call me on the telephone. Pray for me as I pray for you, that we might grow together in grace and that we might build the kingdom of God. My brothers and sisters, thank you for tuning in. Please tune in again next week. Tell some friend, tell some neighbor, tell somebody you come in contact about this program and have them listen in. Take care and God bless. See you again next week. May the Lord bless you and keep you is my prayer.
Touching Hearts and Changing Lives radio program is an outreach ministry of Shiloh Missionary Church and is hosted by Reverend Otley W. Holmes, Jr., Senior Pastor. Please join us every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. on KXXT 1010. We're located at 56 South Robson Mesa, Arizona, 85210. And it's right on the corner of Robson and First Avenue in downtown Mesa. Service times are Wednesday evening prayer meeting, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Bible study, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Sunday morning, Sunday school 9 a.m. Worship service is at 11 a.m. For more information, call 480-844-2687 or email sbchurch1011@quest.net. Be sure to log on to the website www.smbcmesa.org. This program has been sponsored by the membership of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church.